Well, boys and girls, it's been a little while from I've said anything to you, so this morning I want to say something to you about the week that's coming in. Because you will know and I know that come Thursday, it's a very, very important day. What day is it? What day is next Thursday? Now, just think for a moment or two. I see a lot of folks smiling. They know immediately what it is. Some of the young teenage girls know because they're hitting each other with their elbows. Anybody want to tell me what next Thursday is? You were up in your chin. I thought for a moment there that you were going to tell me. Well, no. Well, I'll tell you what it is. It's Valentine's Day. Now, Valentine's Day is usually the day when we send cards to someone. Maybe more than one. Sometimes we write our name and we put in a few little things by way of, you know, roses or red. Well, you know, all the things that you normally do every year. And sometimes you actually send more than one card and you don't put your name on them at all. And then the girls come home with this little card, guess who? And they're sitting the rest of the day and they're thinking, wonder who sent me that? And they're texting round their friends and saying, do you know this writing? And then, of course, they find out 2 weeks later their dad did it just to keep them happy. But sometimes that's the way it is, and we send Valentine cards to each other. Well, I'm married almost now 36 years. I'm still waiting on my first card. That doesn't matter. Nobody needs to know that, but that's just a fact. 36 years, no Valentine's card. But still, Valentine's Day keeps going every single year. And I thought about that, boys and girls, and then I thought about the subject of real love. Real love. And I want to tell you of two things this morning very quickly. Here's the first one. Jesus loves you. Isn't that amazing? That's the first thing. Jesus loves you. Now, don't be expecting a card on Thursday morning saying, Jesus, it won't happen, it won't come. That's not the kind of love I'm talking about. I know, without a card being sent to me, without a card being sent to you, I know from what the Word of God tells me that Jesus loves you and Jesus loves me. You know why? Because one day, the Lord Jesus Christ, who once lived on this earth, went to a cross. And on that cross, there he hung between two thieves. And the Lord Jesus Christ gave his life, and the Bible tells us that he shed his own life's blood to pay for your sin and for mine. That's why I know that Jesus loves me. The Apostle Paul said, the Son of God loved me and he gave himself for me. So boys and girls today, teenagers, grown up, you don't need a card on Thursday morning to tell you how much Jesus loves you. You only need to think about the cross and his death for your sins. And you'll realize just how much you and I are loved. So that's the first thing. Jesus loves you. Here's the second thing. Jesus wants you to love him. That's a different thing, isn't it? Jesus wants you to love him. You see, it's one thing to know that Jesus loves us. It's another thing to know that he went to the cross and died for our sins. It's one thing to know that Jesus is real. And he's the Son of God, and to know all those things that the Bible tells us about him. But it's not enough to know that. Jesus Christ invites you today to come to him and to give your life to him and to bring your sin to him and to trust him as your Savior so that you might grow to love him. After Calvary, what else can we do? There is nobody who loves us the way that Jesus does. Nobody who would be willing to go and do on the cross what Jesus did for us. And boys and girls, Jesus loves you. But he wants you to love him. He wants you today to know him. He wants you today to come to him that you might be forgiven. I don't know whether you'll get a Valentine's card on Thursday or not. But that doesn't mean you're not loved. Jesus loves you. He died to save you. He invites you to come to him. And to come that you might trust him as your Savior. And that you might start today on a journey where you'll grow up in him and really learn to love him. Jesus loves you. Today, do you love him? That's the question.